We're joined today with two individuals with the Animal Rescue League of Marshalltown. We have Executive Director Austin Gillis and Kennel Manager Jody Gillis. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to reach out to you guys because I've seen a couple posts here recently on Facebook about some animals kind of being left outside overnight at your facility. Can you just touch base on this and I guess let us know why it's the wrong thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the misconceptions I think we have with the community right now is we are full and we are at capacity, but we do try to make sure that we leave a little bit of space for hardships or extreme circumstances. We don't want anybody to ever feel like their only option is to crate up a litter of kittens and then leave them at our doorstep. Our biggest concern with that is we have no idea that those animals are there. Sometimes, like on Sundays and Mondays, when we're not open to the public, we have staff come in the back door, and they do cleaning and feeding, and they take care of the animals, but they may not see that front door. So if those kittens that were left the other day, they very well could have been left there for more than 48 hours in the cold without any shelter or protection. And, I mean, we go beyond just abandoning animals at that point, and it becomes neglect and abuse.
Yeah, Jody, can you tell us then what is kind of the steps if you guys had some room of going through and kind of surrendering our animals then?
You get a hold of us. We prefer you to call ahead and let us know that if you found a stray so we can prepare everything beforehand. So when they come in, it's a quick, easy transition. We don't have anybody scrambling to set up a cage and get food and bedding all put together so we can take the animal straight from you or the person who brought it in to right into a nice warm bed cage so the animal is as least stressed as possible, because it is very, very stressful on the animal itself. And sometimes when you bring in like a feral cat, say, they do not do well coming in to the indoors from living their life outside. So it's a very, very tough transition on them. So we just try to make everything as smooth as possible to make it as comfortable as we can for the animal.
Yeah, well, I kind of heard from you there, Jody, is you want to get as much information about these animals as you can before you bring them in with the rest of the population.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we're prepared for anything that comes in. Sometimes we get people that'll bring us an injured animal.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have veterinarians on staff. We do have good relations with some of the local vets, and we can help sometimes get them to where they need to go. But at the end of the day, we have over 100 animals that we care for in this shelter, and it becomes very difficult when we have to start taking on the onesie-twosies from people who aren't willing to work with us and doing things the right way. But when you call and you let us know that this cat is either sick, injured, or has an issue, we can be better prepared for when that animal comes in, where we're going to place them, what kind of setup they need for their kennel, maybe even any specialty meds or topicals that we need to get prepared. Obviously, when they're dumped at our doorstep, we have absolutely no history on them whatsoever. So there's no way for us to know where they came from, if there's maybe a potential for disease or injury, or a lot of times when cats are left to breed uncontrollably, there's a lot of incest, and there's a lot of genetic defects that start happening with these animals as well. So all those things that we can be prepared for is better.
So, Austin, what can people do if they find themselves in a situation where maybe they can no longer care for an animal?
They would definitely need to reach out, give us a call, let us know what their situation is. Just explain it to us. If you are able to hold on to your animal when we're full, we will do the best that we can to put you on a wait list and get you or your animal in here as soon as we have an opening. Also, we have other shelters that are around us that we have a communication with, that we try to share the love in a sense. If they have an opening and we have somebody who has a hardship, we might put them in touch with each other. We might also even be able to help them out if the hardship that they're having is financial and they just need some food. We can help them with our pet food pantry, make sure that they have what they need. We want the animals to stay in their homes, if at all possible. So we want to help you and help intervene any way we can. But if you absolutely have to bring them in, give us that call, let us know what's going on, and let us try to help you through the situation.
What it all comes down to is animals just do not thrive in a cage. I mean, people don't either. So, I mean, you think about if someone took you out of your nice, warm, comfortable home that it's the only thing you've ever known, and put you in a cage or a kennel, with people you don't know, it's not going to be easy. You're going to be freaked out and uncomfortable, and you're not going to want to be there. So we really try to keep pets home or get them back home when they come in as strays as much as possible. It's kind of our goal to do what we can to help the people keep their pets. So we can offer our low-cost veterinary services. It's very simple and basic as far as spay and neutering, basic vaccines, rabies, distemper. We do some health testing, heartworm testing for dogs, and FELV, FIV testing for cats. We also do microchipping, which I feel is extremely important to anyone who has an animal. Should you get separated from your animal for whatever reason, it gets brought to us or any other facility like a veterinary office. They can scan the microchip, pull up your information, and your animal gets brought right back to you without us having to put your animal in a kennel possibly overnight until we can get a hold of you or you realize that, hey, that's my animal, I need to come get it. It brings everyone back together, and then it prevents us from having to put your pet up for adoption and then having to stay here for
longer period of time than they absolutely have to. Yes, yeah. For sure.
So it sounds like you guys have a lot of different avenues there that is to support animal owners here in town. Can you talk a little bit about the, I guess you just said the pet food shelter or what was that called?
We have a pet food pantry. So we have a contract with Hill Science Diet, and that's the food that we feed the shelter pets that are here. We get our food at a very discounted price through them, and it's a very high-quality food. So anytime somebody donates food to the shelter, what we do is we store it in our pet food pantry, and if anybody has any hardships throughout the month, maybe there's a little bit too much month at the end of your paycheck, or your car broke down, and you have to rob Peter to pay Paul, we want to be able to help. So on the first Friday of every month, we take the van for the ARL out to Thompson's True Value, and we set up, and anybody that's in town can stop by, fill out a hardship form, and get a free bag of food for their cat or dog. And also, if it's not on the first Friday of the month, maybe you missed that day and your hardship didn't happen until toward the end of the month, you're always welcome to stop into the shelter and fill out that same form, and we can help you out with a free bag of food.
So, Austin, let's talk a little bit about where people can go to see what animals you do have at the shelter if somebody's looking for maybe bringing in a furry friend for the holidays here.
Yeah, absolutely. 1921 Taylor Avenue is where you will find us here in Marshalltown. We're just north of town, so just on the outskirts north of the river. But you can also check out our website at www.arlmarshalltown.com. And we have a list of all of our adoptables on there if you want to check it out. There's different ways you can see if you want to volunteer, stop out and visit, donate, advocate. Anyway, we welcome everybody out here to enjoy the animals as much as possible.
Can you also mention when you guys are open?
Yes, sir. We are open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday, we are open 11 to 5. Saturday, we are open 11 to 4. Sunday and Monday, we are closed to the public, but we do have people that come in on those days because obviously the animals will still need love and care and attention. So if you have a hardship on a Sunday or a Monday, you can also try to reach out to us. Give us a call. If somebody's here that can facilitate the call, we will absolutely help you out.
Awesome. Is there anything else about this situation that you want to make sure the public is aware about?
We're here to help.
Yeah, that would be the biggest thing is I don't want people to see us as a dumping ground. I also don't want people to see us as an enemy. We want to be an ally. If you're having a problem with your animal, give us a call. We have a lot of very experienced staff that may be able to help you through a behavioral issue, maybe teach you how to manage an issue that you can't correct. And also just, you know, sometimes that support and advice on little small trainings and things like that. So just consider us a resource instead of opposition in a sense.
We don't want to steal your dog from you because it's running around town or anything like that. We want your dog safe off the streets so he doesn't get hurt, but we also want him back home as well. So as a pet parent myself, we love animals. We are not like the mean, scary dog catchers out there. We just want what's best for the animals in Marshalltown and Marshall County.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys giving us a little time today and speaking on this issue. And thank you guys for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for help sharing the word.